There's only one place for laid-back jazz. You found it. The Jazz Groove.
Elijah Muhammad taught us that a black man was born 20 miles outside of the holy city of Mecca. And when he was a young boy, about 6 years old, he was playing in the sand with two pieces of metal. And he saw one piece of metal drawing the other piece of metal under its power. And there he discovered the law of unlike attract and like repel. And he said to his uncle, when I grow up, I'm going to make a people to rule you. Yaqub, when he became 18, he went to work. And he started teaching and getting followers there in Mecca. Yaqub wanted babies. If a real black child was born, the object was to kill the black and save the lighter child, then marry the lighter on to a lighter and keep on grafting until you produce a brown civilization of people. Birth control.
That's right.
Kill the black, save the brown. Marry the brown on to a lighter brown, kill the darker, save the lighter. Marry the lighter on to the lighter, kill the darker, save the lighter, until you bring it to its apex, which is this that you see, this Caucasian. Caucasian mean weak-blooded, weak-boned, stale-faced. That pale, what the Indian call a pale man. Brother, I am not playing. This is serious. The white man is not the real man.
That's right.
He's a made human being from you. Yaqub then had to teach them a teaching that would oppose the teachings of God. They already are opposite us in color and opposite us in nature. Why do you say that? If murder was going on the island of Patmos to produce them, and lying was going on to fool the baby away from the mother, kill the darker, save the lighter, then Jesus says in the New Testament, I know you, talking to the Jews. You are of your father the devil. He was a liar and a murderer. And if you look at that white man, he's a lying saint and a murderous human being. There is no human being on earth that has murdered more living things than the Caucasian. He's a murderer and a liar.
La noche desde lo de Valderrama sale cantando la noche desde lo de Valderrama adentro puro temblor el bombo con la agua y si al quemando, dele chispear la guitarra y se alborota quemando, dele chispear la guitarra. Lucero solita, brote del alba, ¿dónde iremos? Si se apaga Valderrama, ¿dónde iremos a parar? Si se apaga Valderrama,
Englewood. Thank you. take a call.
Fix up the phone, open. Nobody picks up the phone. Gotta call Milkman back. Milkman not connected. He's washing himself with a rag on a stick. Nobody answering the phone in California. Is everyone watching the VMAs? Ooh, Miley Cyrus. J-Lo. J-Lo even a thing anymore? I don't get it. I call a hotels. Gas stations. Bars. Nothing open phone. McDonald's gotta be open, right? I don't get it. We gotta get a little prank in here. Good God, Jesus, baby Jesus. The air never did a prank. Fuck. Milkman's ass is an ass. One hell of an ass Milkman's got on. Nobody answer the phone. McDonald's don't answer the phone. Nobody answers, man.
Shit. I was trying to
Yeah, that's alright.
Verified it, a call a number.
Yep. Yeah, it's verified, man. Verified. Everything's verified.
Hold Rolodex here and check those numbers. Oh, reminds me. I got to send you this list of numbers. I got another list from AMV. His secret list he sent me, man.
Oh, good. Good telemarketing hijinks.
It's the mother load. Yeah. Okay, so now I got you. Remind me, and I will send it to you.
Pharmacy located at 201 North Los Angeles Street in the Los Angeles Mall, Los Angeles, California.
In the mall? It's going to be closed.
The store is currently closed.
Oh, God.
Fuck. All pharmacies are closed. Yeah, that's right. They close at 6. No.
Yeah.
On Sundays here. The ones that will be open are the ones that are the 24-hour pharmacy, not 20 location.
You got to look by the hospital, motherfucker. That's what you are. I'm looking. Let me fire up the dashy machine. Let's see what we can find here. Thank you. Dashy to the rescue with this computer machine. It's still loading, here it is. And it failed, yay. This tool is broken. I'll try hotel gas instead. Gets married on a Sunday, motherfucker. Alright, here's someone who's supposedly in the hotel. Let's see if they pick up. Milkman was lost again.
Thank you for calling Holiday Inn Express. Please select from one of the following options.
Quiet!
This call may be recorded for quality purposes.
Make quiet! Make quiet back there.
Hotel reservations. My name is Raven. How can I help you?
Yeah, I need to speak to my, I need to speak to a person who's staying there, Mr. Sheikh.
Oh, okay. It's her
Anise.
Exeter Holiday Inn Express, sir.
Yeah, Anise, A-N-I-S. Fucking milkman! I'm cutting you off. You gotta close your window, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Close your window!
Oh.
Coño! All right, the last name is Shake.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I can't transfer from central office. I'll have to give you the phone number of the hotel.
You're really stupid.
What?
I said you're really stupid.
What's wrong with you, sir? You're asking for the phone number, so I'm going to give it to you.
Well, I dialed the phone number, goddammit, shit, and it came through to you.
You don't have to say those words.
Why did it come through to you? You stupid.
I don't know, sir.
You're not even at the Holiday Inn, goddammit.
No, I'm not. I'm with Central Office, the reservation line.
I didn't ask for you.
That's why I'm giving you the phone number.
I didn't ask for you. I was talking to the computer. The phone picked up. It's a Holiday Inn Express. And I said, yes, I need to speak to the front desk. And it kept saying all this other stuff to me.
So do you need help or not, sir? I can give you the phone number.
Well, transfer me through. I don't have time for this. I have a hands-free. I'm on hands-free. I'm driving. You didn't hear me, and the window was open, and I was yelling at the guy driving. Oh, God. Of course.
Thank you for calling Holiday Inn Express, Exeter. Please select from one of the following options. For new reservations of 9 rooms or less, press 1. For group reservations of 10 rooms or more, press 2.
No.
To modify or cancel an existing reservation, press 3.
No.
For meeting room inquiries, press 4.
For what?
For other calls, press 5.
Good evening. Thanks for calling. My name is Press X. George speaking. How can I help?
Are you a person?
Sorry?
Are you a real person? At the hotel?
I'm a real person, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm a real person.
All right, I need to be transferred at once to my associate.
Okay, hang on just 2 seconds.
Last name is Sheikh.
What was their surname, sorry?
Sheikh.
Do you know what room number they're in?
No, S-H-A-I-K-H, Sheikh. His last name, first name is Anis, A-N-I-S.
S-H-A-I-K-H.
S-H-A-I-K-H. Sheikh. Anis Sheikh.
I haven't got anyone under that name in the hotel, sir.
Do you have Sheikh?
No, I don't.
Do you have Anis?
What, sorry, what was that one?
A-N-I-S?
No, I don't have that either.
Do you have A-N-U-S?
Nope.
Okay, do you have Labia? L-A-B-I-A?
No.
Can you put me through to the sauna?
To who, sorry?
To the sauna. Oh, congratulate you. I just wanted to congratulate you.
Is your camera mic showing on?
Hello? Milkman? Milkman?
Yeah.
Hello?
Are you far away?
Hello, Milkman? Are you there?
I'll call you back. Hey.
Oh, hi. Hey, buddy.
Okay. I'll call you back.
Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Hello, Milkman?
Yeah.
How are you, buddy?
Yeah.
I got you.
How's the day?
Hello?
Yeah.
All right. How you doing?
All right.
No way. Hello.
All right, man.
Are you? You're saying all right, bye, and then now you're saying hello.
I'm just cruising now.
Well, if you're gonna talk on the CB radio, if you're gonna talk on the CB, say Carlito, I'm talking on the CB. Wait a minute, please. Can you do that?
Mom on the other line. Better watch out, man, because she knew you talking like that. She
but say, see, just tell me, Carlito, I'm talking to Mom right now. Hang on. That's it, because sometimes I don't know.
I was trying to, but she's trying to answer me, too, and you're trying to answer me, and so both of you, huh?
You bring this, you bring
crack,
this.
Man. You'd have been impressed with my skills.
Well, you missed the one call that I finally got to connect. Let me get some more, buddy.
Hey, I'm getting ready to get to the computer, and I'm going to... Will you want me to do email it to you or what? Or just send it across Skype?
Yeah, email me your Skype. What do you mean? Okay. What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
But David, I'm going to send you the whole new numbers log, man. I got it from AMD.
Yeah, email. Well, Skype, can you just put it in Skype? Just paste it or send it. Do file transfer.
To email it.
Can you put it in Dropbox?
Yeah, sure can.
Can you drop it in your folder in the Dropbox? There's a Milkman folder I made for you.
Exactly. Yes, my folder's full, but, like, I may have to delete something, man. But, yeah.
All right, or email it to me, madhouseradio@gmail.com. You're going to ask me, like, 20 times to get it right. You're like my mom giving me an email.
You're quite right.
You want my email now, or you want to wait? Hello?
Give me 1 second, dude. I'm walking in the house. You go ahead and start calling, man. I'm going to go ahead and go on mute.
Hurry up. Let's see if check cashing is open. Probably not, because I'm fucking... Had one number, Milkman, and you missed it.
Yeah.
Maybe you're the problem. Maybe it's you.
I got the data pool there, yeah. I got that right there. We went from Spark LTE we got here back to 3G. And I got stuck there.
That's the problem. That's why we can't get people to pick up. You're right. That's exactly what it is, LTE.
Sure.
You know they got that 5G coming up.
Oh, did you hear now? That's the unlimited plan. There is $60, man.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, cooler, also. $60, not bad, not bad.
I got the bomb in the freezer, man. It's ready to go, dude.
You got what?
The bomb in the freezer is full. It's got ice already in it.
Uh-huh.
All I gotta do now is put a little bit of ice water in it, and it's good to go, baby. We're good to go.
So you got ice in, like, a cup already?
That's for sour D here.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Second
cell. Hey, four.
I'm sorry?
Four? Four?
This is Lala.
Yeah, yeah, I was calling. I wanted to make an order, 1-4.
We don't do over-the-phone orders.
Oh, 1 gasoline?
We don't have gas. This isn't a gas store.
1 gallon of oil?
Sir, this isn't a gas store.
Yeah, but like a cooking oil from the Wawa where you make the food and all that?
You would have to come into the store. We don't do over-the-phone orders.
I want 1 bag of rice. Well, someone pick up, right, Milkman? Yay! Milkman, still not talking. Too soon. What else am I going to do? I'm sitting here, no one picks up. Something I'm about it. I know I'm having so much trouble. Some Facebookers.
Hello?
Hey, Devin.
Hey.
Hey, This is Devin, right? This is Beans.
Yeah, this is...
Hey, this is Beans.
Okay, who's Beans?
I'm friends with some of these guys from your work, and I saw you recently.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. What do you want?
How much over there on it is?
Pardon?
How much over there on it is? That was a waste, but whatever. That's all I know what to do. Hey, I saw you. Someone gave me your number. Oh, yeah, I'm gay. That's all I can do.
For calling Lowe's.
Para instrucciones en español, marque 3.
For directions to the store, press 1. For store hours, press 2. To reach a department directly, press 5. Or to speak with the operator, press 0.
Oh, crap. That's my dial pad. Huh?
We are located at 411.
No, I don't want that.
Between Pacific Street and...
I did the wrong thing. Try again. So why? I did the wrong thing, Mom.
Thank you for... Para instrucciones en español, marque 3.
For directions to the store, press 1. For store hours, press 2. To reach a department directly, press 5. Or to speak with the operator, press 0. For information on deliveries, transferring to appliances, please hold.
Let's see, these fuckers are open. This is a shit.
Thank you for calling Lowe's. This is Chelsea.
Am I talking to a person?
Yes.
Oh, I need to talk to a machine.
A machine?
Machines.
Okay.
I need the department machines.
Okay, sure, a moment, please.
Hey, this is Beans. Hello?
Can I help you?
Yeah, what department are you in? No uppity. Huh?
Pardon me?
What department are you in, Mr. Uppity?
I'm in tools.
Oh, yeah. I was there no one in appliances? Why are you picking up the phone?
Sir, they transferred this call to me. I'll transfer you back.
Wait. I got a question about tool, too. Fucking asshole. He hung up. He didn't give the hang-up music, either. All right, we can play Lowe's Roulette. There you go. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Until they stop taking my calls at this place. Yay! Okay, come on. Come on, calling machine. There we go.
Thank you for...
Para instrucción.
For information on delivery, press 1. For sketch transferring to flooring, please hold.
Show was Saturday, not Sunday. It'd be better now. I feel better.
I may direct your call.
Are you the woman that was putting me through the machines?
Sorry, who is this?
Were you putting me through the machines?
This is the first time I picked up this.
Well, I saw some woman over there. I said, I need to talk to machines. And she's like, como que, como hee. And then she transferred me to some really upset black man, and he hung up on me.
Hold on.
And it was the wrong apartment. He said, como no speak English. No hablo inglés. Check out the music in the Hawaiian Lows. This is the kind of music we need on the show.
I'm gonna direct your call.
Who's this?
This is Christian in customer service.
That's good. You're a man. That helps out. I need to speak to machines.
What kind of machine, sir?
The main machine. I need to put in the main machine.
What kind of main machine?
It has the different electrical components in it. And...
for electrical
what,
stuff?
What was that person that said in the back about telephone operator? What was that?
No, like an electrical machine, sir.
Yeah, who was that back there that said that? Telephone operator, who said that?
I'm not too sure, sir.
Can you ask? Who's around there?
Sure, let me check. Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me?
What can I do? Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not a ma'am. I'm a sir. I have a penis and two testicles.
I'm so sorry, sir, because I actually put somebody on hold, and
I thought she's calling back.
What do you
sorry,
have?
Yeah.
Do you have a penis and two testicles or a labia and vagina?
I'm sorry, sir.
Are you a woman? Do you have a labia down there? Labia? Or are you a man with a penis? She started it, motherfucker. She started it. Play that joke on me. I don't think so.
Thank you for...
Para instrucciones en español.
For information on delivery, press transferring to lumber and building materials. Please hold.
I need to find out who was over there saying telephone operator when I was trying to get some assistance earlier. Are you the person that transferred me?
No, I'm in lumber.
Oh, good. Yeah, I need to make an order then. Thank God I got through to you. I need to order one woods.
Which one?
Wood, the main wood machine. I'm making a wood machine, a wood box.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I need to order one wood.
What kind of wood?
One box wood.
Is it plywood that you're...
Box wood for the main machine has wood over it in a certain part, so the rain can't get into the machine. So you put the main wood,
okay.
You make the main wood, the main wood, the main wood machine
wood.
Comes down, you hit the wood buttons and the main wood machine comes down and plays. So how do I make it go?
Hold on one sec. I'm trying to get the echo off in here.
You're what?
I have a bad echo. What kind of wood do you need to order? You need to tell me what kind of wood you need to order.
The main wood. On the water wood. Hey, why don't you cut the noise back there? What's going on?
That's what I'm trying to get rid of.
What is it?
Let me see if I can use their phone.
Oh, are you stupid? You don't know how to use the phone?
What's that?
Are you stupid? You don't know how to use the phone or something?
I'm just gonna hang up.
No, I don't mean like rude.
I'm just gonna hang up on you because you're not gonna.
No, I'm not being that. No, I'm sorry.
Okay. Bye.
I didn't mean it like that. Fun a fucking CB radio. Jesus Christ.
Thank you for calling Lowe's.
Sounds like Milkman.
For directions to the store,
fucking,
press 1.
Fucking Milkman selling lumber.
2. To reach a department direct. Operator, press 0. For information on delivery, transferring to lumber and building materials, please hold.
There's the hang-up song. Yeah, I heard a little bit of music there a second ago. What's going on with the phone now? You sounded just fine when you first picked up.
Yeah, I can hear you.
But you're doing that on purpose.
Bad echo, but I just put it at your end.
But why? Why? How are you talking to me? What are you on?
I'm on the self for every customer.
You're on the self for every single customer.
That I use.
Can you walk closer to the base? Maybe that's the problem.
No, it isn't the your phone.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Okay, are you looking for... Is this the guy that's looking for... called me stupid a few minutes ago?
No, I was asking, because I didn't mean it like that, because what I meant to say is, like, you don't understand it.
What kind of wood do you need?
Why don't you just put me through to a man? Is there a man I can talk to?
Alright, let me send you operator.
Go ahead and do that, Mr. Broken Phone. Bye.
Okay.
Alright, stupid. All right, bye. Yeah.
Eric, what? 801? No, he's 03.
Getting anything. Shit. Damn it, shit, damn it. Fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, shit. Damn it.
Thank you for calling.
Hey, man.
Español, marque 3.
For directions to the store, press 1. For store hours, press 2. To reach a department directly, press 5. Or to speak with... For information on deliveries, press 1. For scheduled installations, press 2. Commercial sales. Transferring to flooring. Please hold.
Are you still having a problem, milkman?
I hear you good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, 10-4 lag, buddy.
All right, di quattro.
Flooring and Honest Speaking, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi, Flooring. How are you?
Excellent.
Oh, good. Listen, I was trying to get a hold of someone for the floor. I need one floor.
You need one floor?
One floor, yeah. I want to make the main machine with the floor, so I need the one floor, one unit of floor.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Yeah, so and then how many spaces come?
It probably comes in about 5 spaces wide.
How many spaces?
About 5.
5 spaces?
That's it.
Okay, and then... Then I just have to try. I have to apply that with the on that.
You apply that with the materials, and then you divide it by 10%, and then boom, there you go.
By 10%, why? What's the 10% for? For like the spaces.
10% is extra.
For like the spaces in between.
Yeah, you could call it that.
For the different spaces in between.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I accept.
All right. Right on. Have a great day.
Hey, wait a minute.
May the Lord be with you.
Don't be smart. Can you transfer me to the front desk, please? Oh. May the Lord be with you. I think word's getting around. There was a prank caller, Breaker 19. All those managers, prank caller.
de cuatro.
Thank you for... Para instrucciones en español, marque 3.
For directions to the store, press 1. For store hours, press 2. To reach a department directly, press 5. Or to speak with the operator, press 0.
I wasn't paying attention. Messing with the sound.
For information on deliveries, press 1. For transferring to hardware and tools, please hold.
Oh, yeah, tools, oh, yeah.
Hi, hardware.
Yeah, I needed to speak to someone about Black & Decker tool machine.
Oh, you need the tools guy.
The tool machines.
Hold on, let me...
What's the matter?
Transfer you.
What are you doing? What do you do?
This is hardware.
What kind of hardware?
Screws, nuts and bolts.
Oh, yeah? Alright, I need the number 12 machine for the screws. The number 12 screw machines.
Well, we got some numbers.
What?
Yeah, we got some numbers.
Yeah, but can you put me through then to the guy? To the main tool guy?
Yeah, hold on.
Alright, motherfucker. You sound like you're at the beach machine.
I had it on mute.
Hello? You still with me? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try and transfer.
All right, man.
Tools, may I help you?
Hey, Tools. I needed to get the main machine, number 12 machine, for the screws. The main number 12 screw that comes in the main machine. You know where the handle is and it comes down and needs to be replaced? So I need the main machine that fixes that.
I have no idea what you're referring to.
I need to make the cabinet go again. So I'm supposed to order the main screwdriver machine.
I'm sorry, I still don't know what you're talking about.
It's a powered screwdriver, a powered, like a drill.
What make is it?
Main Machines, Black & Decker.
I don't carry Main. Oh, Black & Decker?
It's called Main Machine.
Well, I've never heard of that.
Well, can
Black
you look?
Black & Decker Main Machine.
Go ahead and look, or it should be, you have like a Black & Decker section there?
I do, but they're...
Look for Main
know,
Machine.
You don't get a big echo out of it.
Can you look
Hang
for
on.
Main Machine?
Hang on just a minute, please.
Fucker.
Excuse me?
Go ahead. No, I was talking to Milkman. He's causing an echo on the phone. I'm sorry, I wasn't talking to you, sir. Yeah, Milkman, you need to keep it down, man. He's trying to talk to me and find the machine. Motherfucker.
It's on mute.
Sir, if you cuss one more time, I'm going to hang up.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm cussing at him. I'm sorry. Not
but
you.
Don't cuss on the phone when you're talking to me.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm not showing anything under Black & Decker Main Machine.
What an asshole this guy, right, Milkman?
Sir, I'm trying to help you. I just don't show it.
I'm gonna put this motherfucker off of mute so he can hear me now. Hello?
Are you able to hear me even when it's on mute now?
No, no, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay, that's flipping out. I was like, what the fuck?
I was just trying to do something.
Crazy bastard.
He's like, whoa. I said, motherfucker. I said, fucker. Whoa. Whoa. Let's keep hitting up this Lowe's. Because they answer.
Thank you for calling Lowe's.
Para instrucciones en español, marque 3.
Got pistachios.
For directions to the store. For information. For millwork, press 1. Paint, press 2. Plumbing, press 3. Lighting, transferring to plumbing. Please hold. Hold.
Plumbing department
heads. Yeah. Hey, the toilet doesn't go. I need to get the shit through the toilet.
The what?
The toilet doesn't go. It
doesn't go?
Mm-mm. Uh-uh.
Hello?
Yeah, it doesn't go.
What do you mean it doesn't go?
I push the button. It doesn't go. It doesn't go.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
Well, how do I make it go? I want to buy what I have to buy to make the toilet go.
I mean, you have to push the button. It probably need to be adjusted out, so.
Mm-hmm. It's just there. There's like three, four shits in there already. My kids just kept using the toilet.
Oh, you might try to plunge it. See what they help.
It's not going. It doesn't go.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you got to push the button. She put the button and she'll flush. If it's flushing, then if not going down, then you probably need to plunge it.
Well, then why did you sell me a button that doesn't work?
Yeah. How long you had it?
Like 2 or 3 days. And
yeah,
we had to go somewhere. We had to go shit somewhere, you know? We had to shit in the toilet. I mean, we had to shit and piss on that, you know?
Okay. Where were you going to shit at? I mean that's on you, but the toilet you trying to get there, find out why it went flushing?
It doesn't go.
Try to plunge it.
I turned the plunger on. It didn't do anything.
Yeah, he might have a clogged toilet, so he might have called a plumber.
What kind of batteries does it usually take?
Double A.
And a plunger?
And the plunger?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Plunger don't take batteries.
You sure? Because it doesn't turn on. I've been trying to turn it on. It doesn't go. It doesn't. Here we go. Hang up time. I love the hang-up song. I love the hang-up. Every time Lowe's puts you, they hang up on you, it takes you to music first. I love it. Plus, you don't take no battery. Well, why doesn't it go? So ridiculous. The toilet doesn't go. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Para instrucciones en español, marque 3.
For directions. For information on deliveries, press 1. For information on deliveries, press 1. For millwork, press 1. Paint, press 2. Plumbing, press 3. Lighting and electrical, press 4. Outdoors, transferring to lighting and electrical. Please hold.
Mm-hmm.
electrical department.
Mm-hmm. How many times until it goes? How do I make it go?
Make what go?
The light.
Which light?
The one I put in. Like, I don't know how to make it go.
Make it go on?
Just go. It doesn't go.
Oh, which light are you talking about?
The main one. The one in the main... is in the main machine. Bye! So long, we're going to phone hell. Be a transfer. Phone hell, milkman. Their code for hanging up on a customer is transfer them to hell.
What is it?
Transfer them to hell.
Thank you for calling.
Para instrucciones en español, marque 3.
Direct transferring, please hold.
I did the wrong one.
Thank you for calling Lowe. For information on delivery. For millwork, press 1. Paint, press 2. Plumbing, press 3. Lighting and electrical, press 4. Outdoor equipment and furniture transferring to lighting and electrical. Please hold.
Hello.
This is the electric department.
Yeah, I was calling before because I needed help making it go. Please don't do that. Please don't transfer me like that again to that department, please. They just don't answer.
Oh, okay.
What, is that just talking to you?
No. What did you need help with?
I need to make the light go in the main machine.
Oh, okay.
Can you take me off? Can you take me off a speaker? I don't give you permission.
No.
I don't give you permission to do that. You have to warn me before you do that, and you didn't. You have to take me off.
Well, I'm just doing my hand right now. I'm working on.
Well, no. Then transfer me to the front desk so I can make a complaint about you. Hurry up! What a bitch. He didn't even transfer me to the hell. That time.
He transferred you, alright. Podcast, bitch.
I'm telling you, Milky. Milky sauce. You like rum balls, Wolfman?
Huh?
Rum balls. You like rum balls?
Yeah. That's her seclusion rum, man, that she made. So all you talk about good.
Jamaican balls.
That's with cocoa.
All right, I'm gonna have
they
to move off.
Sweet a little bit, but they're really rummy. Cause I like it. I told her to use 151, man.
Well, I'm moving up from the lows because that's enough. I know they're like the only people answering, but that's enough. Let's call Kmart and do some glory hole action.
See if you can get the manager over there to stick his fist underneath the door in the bathroom, man. Yeah.
Honey, how are you, honey?
I'm fine, thank you.
Oh,
who are you?
That's good. I'm Coco.
Oh, hi, Coco.
Okay, I wanted to know, how's the bathroom, how's the action in the bathroom tonight?
I'm sorry?
The action in the bathroom, how is it?
I don't heard any action in the bathroom.
Well, you guys are listed on gropedope.com. It's like a, for glory, you know what glory hole is?
No.
It's like when people meet in the toilet, in the bathrooms to mess around, you know, like, privately. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Like to have, like, sexual relations in the bathroom? Just, I know. That was bound to fail, Milkman, because I got to talk about the sex. I did it wrong. Oh, Milkman, I did it wrong. Milkman, can I connect Dirty Aaron on the line? He wants to do prank calls. Milkman.
Yeah, D Quattro. Go ahead.
Okay. I don't know how. Let's see. D Quattro, D4, that's what you're saying. Stupid. And I'm working on getting him on. Just a minute.
Yeah, your music has improved here. I don't know, man. The server changed. Definitely an improvement, man.
On what? What quality?
I like the selection that the server has now on the music, man. I'm really enjoying the jazz, man. I'm digging it, man. I appreciate it, man. That's very, very cultured, man. I mean, we've moved up definitely a long ways in the musical world here. Sure, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm very impressed, dude. You're a sign of real intelligence, dude. You listen to fucking jazz, man. That's one of them smart dudes.
Oh, yeah.
I like smoke cigar, listen to jazz, you know. Hey, Dirty Aaron.
Hey, motherfucker.
Hey, hi.
Hi, what are you doing?
Talking to you, doing some calls. You wanted to join? You want to join us for calls?
Yeah, who are we calling?
Not a lot of people are answering, but had very few people answering, actually. So I found the Lowe's hardware that was open, stuck to them because they were actually answering, but I just about tapped that out.
Yeah, I think I need to buy a 5-gallon bucket of ice water and dump it on my balls.
You want to try Kmart? Kmart just answered.
Oh yeah, I'm in for Kmart.
Okay, all right, let me get Kmart. Hopefully this...
I need some Lou Gehrig ice water. Oof. To dump on my head.
So what
go
is
for the
that?
Ice nad.
There is Kmart. Stephanie, how can I help you?
Hello, Stephanie. This is Brent.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, good. That's good. I'm looking for some Lou Gehrig ice water. Do you guys have that product?
What is it called again?
It's Lou Gehrig ice water.
Okay, let me transfer you to someone.
Is there something wrong with your phone, or?
Yeah, it must be our phone.
It's a Kmart phone.
Let me transfer
it's
you to our
It's a Kmart piece of shit phone. Okay, yeah, get me to a man.
Okay, 1 second. Thank you.
God, man, replace that phone line. That phone
fucking A.
That's what it is.
They can just go down to Housewares and get a new phone cable.
You could have solved it in 10 seconds.
Can you believe I asked for ice
Hello.
Water and she transferred me?
Hello?
Hello. This is Brent. Who are you?
Are you the one asking for the shit bed?
Huh? Shit bed?
Yeah.
No, ice water.
Oh, hold on.
The what?
He said shit bed.
I swear to God, that's what he said.
Shit the bed.
I swear to God, he said, are you a
Did you already talk to that guy?
I thought
Hello?
He was, no.
That's the problem. They did get another phone from Kmart. That's what you heard.
The shit bed.
That is a new one.
Do you want to call about our shipment? He's like some old Vietnamese guy.
Yeah, what the fuck is that guy's problem?
He just works in furniture. He just drags the furniture out for everybody. You call him off of shipment?
Why does that always happen to me?
God. Just imagine maybe they have one of their beds that got shit on by some kid. And right. The furniture display model. You're just calling it the shit bed.
Hi. Sorry, I had someone double check and they didn't see that brand of water.
Okay, the man that I spoke with, he had a heavy accent and he swore at me. He called me.
What man?
He called me. The man I spoke to. He called me a shitbed. He called me a shithead.
Do you have the name of the person? That way, I can refer him over to the manager.
No, I don't know. He spoke with a heavy accent. He sounded like maybe he was from the Middle East.
He just picked up the phone and spoke with you. Was he trying to help you find your water?
No. He just transferred me back to you.
That's weird, because I didn't transfer you to anyone. I just put you on hold. He might have picked up the wrong line, but as far as I know, I just had someone run over there and double check.
Okay. Well, thanks. See, this is a special ice water that you have to use for the ice water challenge. I have to get it. So, do you know anybody who sells that?
I don't know offhand, but okay. Yeah. As far as I know, I didn't say anything of that brand of water that we sell.
Okay. So you guys don't sell ice water in the bottle?
We sell ice water, but I don't have the brand that you're asking for.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
If you remember the name, you can go ahead and call back, and I can refer it over to my manager.
Oh, the man who swore at me?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Good night, bitch.
It sounded like she replaced the phone cable there for a second, but then I heard it again at the end. Think about that girl. Yeah.
Somebody fucking around on the phone? Somebody playing around on the phone?
I like the shithead guy, man. Play an instant replay. Can you do that, everybody?
I don't. But yeah, I swear to God, he said shitbed.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Shithead.
You call bot. I thought it was pissed. I thought he had heard about what you said, and Colin was like, oh, are you a fucking pranker?
Yeah. Yeah, he knew that I was talking shit about the phone line, and so he got mad.
Yeah, he thinks it's a real fucking thing. Alright, this music sucks now. Best Buy.
Oh, shit, she probably didn't put it on hold. She probably just muted it on her, and here we are on the speakerphone.
Whatever.
Yeah, too bad.
She says that they sell ice water, milkman.
Thank you for calling Best Buy. For store hours, press 1. For directions, press 2. To speak to a sales associate, press 3. Mm. For Geek Squad services, press 4. To speak to Pacific Kitchen and Home, for pricing and availability, press 1. Mm. For questions regarding a previous purchase and all other questions, press 2.
Your call is very important to us. All sales associates at this location are currently assisting other customers over the phone. There are 3 customers ahead of you.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck that.
All other questions. I love that part. Fuck all that. Other questions.
At Best Buy, we promise the latest devices
doing
and
Home
services
Depot.
In one place. If you...
All those people trying to scam out the warranties, you know what I'm saying?
That's it.
Thank you for calling the Honolulu Home Depot. For store hours and directions, press 1. If you know the 3-digit extension of the person you are trying to reach, press 2.
Nope.
To speak to an associate in one of our store departments, press 3. If for kitchen and bathroom design, press 1. For lumber and building materials, press 2.
Gonna get some sticks?
Yeah. It's gonna order woods.
Thank you for calling the Home Depot. Your call is very important to us, but all associates are busy at this time assisting other callers. Please remain on the line and your call will be answered by the next.
Hello, Home Depot. How may I direct your call?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Do you have someone in the lumber department, or is this that person just over there not answering the phone?
I'll find out. Hold on.
What about tools? What about tools? I should have done tools from the beginning. Those lumber people are lazy, man.
Well, yeah, they're always cutting the wood.
They work with the union.
Thank you for calling the Home Depot.
The wood union.
All of our associates are... Please... By the next available
make it $25 an hour to cut wood and haul wood. Standing around smoking cigarettes half the day. 3 weeks paid off. A year.
Thank you for calling the Home Depot. All of our associates are currently helping other callers. Please remain on the line and your call will be answered by the next available associate.
I'm done with it. Call back for tools. Forgot the options.
Thank you for calling the Honolulu Home Depot.
I think it was three.
For kitchen and bathroom design, press 1. For lumber and building materials, press 2.
No.
For appliances, press 3.
No.
For doors and windows, press 4.
No.
For flooring, press 5.
No.
For hardware, press 6. Mm. For plumbing, press 7.
Hardware's always around because I got to make keys.
What if you could describe your key to them and see if they can make it over the phone?
I got a schlag. Schlag, schlag. Oh, come on.
Thank you for calling the Home Depot. Your call is very important to us.
Home Depot, how may I direct your call?
Hey, where is someone who will answer? Like, if I need a drill, will someone answer now?
That's hardware department.
Yeah, I just came from there and no one answered the phone. And then you put me on hold. You put me on hold for too long. No, you put me on hold for too long.
I put you on hold?
Yeah, for a long time. I hung up and called back. It was so long.
Okay. Hold on. Let me find out.
Quickly, all right, honey?
Answered by the next available assistant.
Thank you for calling the Home Depot.
This night is a mess. Any ideas there, Aaron?
Look in the Skype chat. I got the Walmart, then a faux one, and then I'm putting a 7-Eleven in here also, all on the beach in Honolulu.
Yay. Walmart Huang.
Oh, shit. I did that wrong. Stupid piece of shit. Fuck.
Fucking asshole. Stupid. Come on. Stop it. Okay.
That was a winner.
Wrong area code. Whoops. My fault. I had to type the area code because I did it wrong.
Thank you for calling Walmart. Calling
24
Hours Walmart. How
am
I direct your call?
Yeah, this is Walmart Hall.
Hello?
This is Walmart and Hall.
This is
the Camel
for Walmart.
Mm-hmm, that's the one. Yeah, who's in charge of the toilet? Hello?
Hold on.
Okay. No hold music, nothing? Gotta make my own. Call back. I'm just gonna ask for the fitting room.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Walmart's.
Thank you for calling our 24-hour chemical Walmart. How may I direct your call?
Yeah, I need a fitting room.
Pardon?
The fitting room.
They don't have a phone there.
They don't have a little station there where they fold all the clothes and all that?
No, they don't.
And what were you trying to get someone from me before and you couldn't? It was taking a long time?
How can I help you?
Well, I was asking who's in charge of toilet. Remember?
Look, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is this a crank call? I don't have time for this.
I need to know who's
what
in charge
of
toilet machines. I need to know who's in charge of toilet machines. The toilet does not go. Hello? Hello? Oh,
I think we lost the patience.
She put me on hold again. I like just talking to her. That's funny. There, you ask her the same question. Aaron.
Okay. All right.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Welcome.
Thank you for calling at 24-hour chemical Walmart. How may I direct your call?
Yes, hello. Yes, this is Brent. Hello. May I ask who's speaking?
Pardon me?
May I ask who I'm speaking with?
Well, how can I help you? What department would you like?
I would like to know who's in charge of the toilets. I was in there, and they're out of toilet paper, and I had to wipe my ass with my finger.
Okay, we'll get somebody to help you with that.
Okay, transfer me. Hurry up.
Oh, no. That sound there means the patient hung up.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
The patient.
Yeah, listen, you don't need to be ignorant. What the gentleman is saying, he needs to talk to the hardware department where they make keys.
Okay, hold on.
All right, we'll hold this time.
Never again.
But I think they make keys in automotive now, don't they? Shit.
I don't know.
Walmart key guy is always cocky. You go in there asking to make keys. He's like, taking my time. I'm going to sip my coffee first. Take my time.
I hate him.
Yeah. How's work there going for you, big guy? Yeah, that's great. Aaron, my work is going great for you. That's awesome. Dirty Aaron, everybody. I'm going to take my sleeping pill here. I won't be on for much longer. Oh, wait a minute. Wait. I disconnected the cable for Aaron. Hang on. Boy, are you there? Oh, shit. Milkman, you there? Oh. I broke the machine. Milkman, Aaron, Brent Westwood. Oh. Oh. Yeah, let's see if I can play some sounds on this thing. No, no, the sounds aren't working. I'm playing chicken clucking and there's nothing. Uh-oh. Maybe I broke the sound jack on this. Oh, shit. Go for a minute. There it goes. Yeah, I fixed it. Hello, Aaron.
Chicken fucker.
Yay! Yay! Now you got it plugged back in.
Yay, I fixed it. Yay. Anyway, Aaron, how's work going for you? We're still on hold. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, recycle.
Hello? I think they picked up. Hello? Hello?
Shit bed. Shit bed.
You call about a shit bed?
Shit bed. Shit bed.
Fuck's sake. Who knows how long they were listening?
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Chicken fucker.
I don't think.
Hello?
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 Oh, yeah, go ahead, Aaron.
Chicken fucker.
Hello?
Hello?
Walmart. Oh, whatever.
Faux one. Faux, see that number there?
Faux. All right, yeah, let me find it. Let me find the faux.
Faux one. Call faux one, ask for the number for faux two.
Walmart. Faux one, okay. PHO1. Faux. Copying selection, dragging over, control V. I said control V. There we go.
Are you using are you using Google Voice or something?
Yeah, that's it. Yep. No, I'm using Gort.
Oh yeah, Gort's back up. I heard it was down for a while.
Gort voice is up now, it's so awesome.
Good.
Ice cream. Come on, Foy.
It's Sunday. I didn't know that.
It was Sunday.
Well, a lot of the Chinese people, they believe in Jesus, which is weird.
Oh, yeah. The Mormons got in there, man. The Mormons, whew, all over them. All up in that Hawaii, man. All right, 7-Eleven.
They're definitely open.
Milkman back on the road. Yeah, all right.
Yes, sir. I'm going to mute back up here, man. I made a noise. Sorry, I muted it.
Or you could turn down your, close your window. I don't know. You know?
Maybe if you don't drive with your head out the window, Milkman, that would be bad.
I had my head, exactly. Aaron's right, man. I got drawl down the side of the car, dude. You're exactly right. But it's clean now. Little fingers, little streaks there now.
Like a dog.
Yeah, like a dog, like a Saint Bernard.
He's so excited to be outside. Yeah. Oh, outside, yeah. I can smell everything.
11 Atkinson, Kathy speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, I'm calling from the corporate office. We need to do a monthly customer survey. Any customers there we could talk to, please?
There's a lot of customers.
Yeah, if you could ask one, they'll be able to get a free hot dog or deli sandwich or a 44-ounce Big Gulp for participating.
Okay, hello.
Okay.
Anybody wants to do a customer survey and get a free hot dog?
Go ahead and do it. All right.
Okay, you might want to come back in like 10 minutes. These people just want to get their stuff and get out of here.
We're a bunch of assholes.
Okay, no, that's not okay. We need to get somebody on the phone, preferably African American. Because we are low on our quota of African American survey people.
Okay, hold on.
This doesn't seem legit, dude. He's asking for African American. Yeah, for a customer survey.
That was good. Should have told Art, need you to separate the African Americans and the Caucasians.
That's right. Put the African Americans in one line and the Caucasians in another.
Let's see if we could get her an answer. All right, I get it. They don't want to.
So if I'm posting numbers in the Skype chat, Do you need plus one or not?
Doesn't matter. I'm just copy pasting them into a different program now, so it should handle it on the fly. As long as it's this area code and number, I should be okay. Okay.
All right, I got a 24-hour fitness.
All right, I was calling the next one YMC. Oh, YMC. I was like, what's YMC? You think YMC is open?
I got to get a shower and a. And a man wearing very little clothes. Yeah. They're not like they used to be. Like, used to help homeless people.
Hello?
Hello? Was this the YMCA?
Yes, it is.
Okay, my name is Mr. Brent. How are you? Who am I speaking with?
Rob.
Rob. Okay, is this the kind of YMCA where I can come and stay?
Yes, it is.
Okay, is there... How much is it?
A single room with shared bathroom is $45 a night. There is a $10 key deposit. You need to have you need to be 18 years of age or older. You need to have a valid picture ID. Check-in is no later than 9.
Uh-huh.
And check-out is 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Okay, I understand. And is there rooms available right now?
Yes.
I was hoping to share the bathroom. Is there a special code for having sex in the bathroom with men?
I do not know.
You don't know the code? Is there a special area where the white men sleep only?
All right, I'll read that home. I'll ask about their showers because I'm shy.
Thank you for calling Central Branch YMCA. This is Rob. How may I help you?
Yeah, do you have shower facilities there?
You need to be a YMCA member to utilize the shower facilities.
Okay, and how much is a shower membership, just for shower machine and toilet?
We don't have that.
You don't? So I would have to get regular membership for that?
Correct.
Does it include sauna?
Yes.
Okay, all right. And do you provide the towel for the sauna?
We do have towel service, yes.
Okay, good. So then I'm allowed to I cover myself with the towel, but I can remove my underwear and my clothes. You don't have a rule against underwear?
You should not be naked, yeah.
But I will have the towel over my part.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, that's fine?
Yeah.
Okay, sometimes the towel goes up like a tent. So it actually just shows my inner calf and inner thighs and stuff like that. But the part itself is always covered.
Up to you, whatever you want to do.
Okay, all right. And then so you recommend no more than like 30 minutes in the sauna?
I do not make any recommendations at all.
Well, there's a recommendation usually on the door, 10, 15 minutes for your safety.
If it says that on the door, then that's what it is. I have no idea. I do not utilize the sauna myself.
Is this a sauna where that you can dip, you have the dipper of the water and you put the water on the rocks, or is it an electric machine?
Electric.
It's electric machine, sauna machine?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And how much room is inside?
No, I'm sorry?
How much room is inside?
What do you mean by how much room is inside?
In the sauna, how much room is inside?
I'm not really sure, but if I were to take a guess, it's sort of like 5 feet by 10 feet.
All right, 5 by 10. So you can get...
I'm only guessing, though.
You can get 4 or 5 guys in there?
I believe so.
Okay, can I bring eucalyptus leaves for the smell?
No.
Come on, man. Like, it's really good. Like, it clears the pores out and it gets the phlegm out and everything?
No.
All
it's
right.
Just simple heat. Okay. And no water on the rocks because it's electric and no... aromas or anything like
Mountain
that.
Mountain Dew? Mountain Dew?
I'm sorry?
Mountain Dew?
I have no idea what Mountain Dew is.
The drink? Mountain Dew?
You allow bottled water, that's it, in the facilities.
Just bottled water?
Of, yeah, sports water. You know, sports bottle, you can drink sports drinks and when you exercise and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
But no sodas or... anything, alcoholic drinks is basically banned for sure.
No,
but
I don't
sodas
want
like that.
I don't want alcohol. Why?
But there's no sodas in the facilities. Only water to you know or.
What about broth? Broth.
Basically, we just say sports drinks or water when you exercise.
Yeah, I know, but I'm on an exercise plan where you don't drink sports drinks or anything. What you drink is broth as you're working out. Cold broth, bone broth.
I guess if you have it in the sports water bottle, nobody would question you.
Okay, all right. Yeah, okay, that sounds good. You don't have broth there, do you?
No, we don't.
Okay, all right. That's excellent because I could have warm broth there. I'm in the sauna. I can put the broth next to the warmer, the heater. You know. And it'll get warm, like it'll start boiling, and then I'll drink it?
It won't boil.
It doesn't get that hot?
Boiling is 212. Hey. I don't think it gets to 212.
Hey, 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 ho, la, la, eucalyptus coming.
Any other questions?
Eucalyptus coming?
I'm sorry?
Eucalyptus coming?
I have no idea what you're speaking of.
When I was strolling with my baby and I was like, our love is here to stay?
All I can say, to utilize the sauna, you have to be a member. Member
yeah.
$51 a month, okay?
Okay, I got $51. Okay, I can put it through now.
I'm sorry?
Do you want me to put it through now?
No, membership office is not open.
No?
It's open tomorrow between
so
the hours
I come
of 8
in,
a.m.
But
to 8
need
p.m.
I need to take a shower right now. I need to clean my ass.
We're not open at all.
Motherfucker.
We're not open. We're
okay.
not open.
What about if I pay $10 and you let me sleep with the poor people, with the dirty people?
I'm sorry, say that again?
With the dirty people? Do you have a dirty people section there?
No, we don't.
For homeless people?
No, we don't.
You don't have a homeless shelter that's $10, it says here on the website?
No, we don't.
Okay. Aaron, are you there?
Yes.
Do you remember speaking to my associate, Brent Westwood, and telling him that it was $10 a fee for a locker fee and you have to be at least 18 years of age? Right, Mr. Westwood?
Yeah, well, it was $45 and then you had sex with a man mm-hmm. in the... There's a special code.
You know you're in violation of some serious federal laws for denying that you have a homeless shelter there when someone's in need. You're in violation of the Good Samaritan law, sir.
Sue us.
ADA and ADA of regulations.
Sue us, man.
Gotcha.
I bet you could have got him go to measure the thing with the tape measure.
Sure. got them good, though, eh?
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, where this is it's literally right, the YMCA is like, I don't know, it's right on the beach. $45. It's cheap.
Honolulu, I know, has a big homeless problem. It's because because the weather's so good, it never gets cold.
Right.
So people figure you go there. If you're going to be homeless, imagine being homeless in Hawaii where the weather's always nice and it's like a paradise. Oh, yeah, right. You know, that'd be the best option, I think.
When you can just eat pineapples, they grow wild, like, you know.
Yeah.
And papaya.
You could take a stick and throw it in the water and you catch a fish every time.
Yeah, I've done it.
Yeah, or you get the big net, and you go out on the reef, and you're like, woo-woo-woo. That's how you should do it. Yeah, come on. You can live off the land. That's the land of milk and honey, Hawaii. Yeah. Anyway, I'm sure those guys live on the beach like Brad Carter did once.
Why not?
Hey, man. The beach is free. It's for the people, man. It's the people's beach. You can sit there and...
Yeah, I think this is Waikiki.
Alright, Royal Garden Chinese. You ready for that?
Yeah.
Alright, because I know you gave me another one, you said.
Office Depot. And 24 Hour Fitness are both in there as well.
You want to do the 24 Hour Fitness?
We'll go for Royal Garden first.
Okay.
I feel like some Kung Pao chicken.
Alright, because I can bump priorities here.
Hello, is this the Chinese?
Yes.
Okay, do you have pineapple fried rice?
We have pineapple and ham.
Pineapple and ham fried rice?
Mm-hmm.
Is that for the Hawaiians?
I don't know.
You don't know? You're not Hawaiian? You're Chinese?
Yeah, but not Hawaii.
Okay, are you... Where country are you from?
This is... We serve Hong Kong style food.
Hong Kong. Oh, Hong Kong style food?
Chinese.
No Mandarin?
No.
Okay, that's fine. How long after I eat the food do I make a shit in the toilet?
Hang on 1 second. Let me find out.
Let me find out. Great.
Great, great.
What if I can get it delivered to the YMCA?
Yeah, there you go. Let's call them or shall we wait?
Yeah, let's call them back.
All right.
Hello, I was talking to you before about the pineapple ham fried rice.
Mm-hmm.
You put me on hold for way too long. What was happening there?
I didn't put you on hold.
Oh, is somebody else?
Yeah, we want to order something to go.
Oh, yeah, no, can you deliver?
No, we don't deliver.
Because I'm at the YMCA tonight, you know where that is?
Yeah, but we don't deliver.
Okay, so can I, but I have to be in at a certain time, so...
Mm-hmm.
So... What I need to know is that how long will it take for me to make shit after I eat the food?
Yeah, that one you have to check with your doctor.
With my doctor? But he's closed right now. Because last time I ate at the So Gong Dong. Do you know where that is?
Not exactly.
Okay, it's on the corner of Makalalalu.
Vietnamese food?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and as soon as I eat, I had to make a shit right away. Do you think it's the same with you or not?
Oh, that one I don't know.
Okay. You don't know. Okay, because Vietnamese food is different, right?
Yeah.
Do you serve, can I get Vietnamese food there?
No, this is Chinese food. We don't
Chinese?
Have Vietnamese food.
But is it, do you have crab cheese wontons?
No, we don't.
No? Is that more like Mandarin?
Cantonese.
Cantonese, I see, I understand. Okay, well, yeah, I would like to make an order to pick up.
Okay, so what would you like to pick up?
I would like to pick up General So's chicken.
Well, what kind of chicken?
General So, do you know him?
No, we don't.
You don't have General So's chicken?
No, we don't.
T-S-O, General So.
No, we don't know what that is.
Holy shit. Aren't you Chinese?
Yeah, I think you can call other restaurant. We don't carry that kind of food.
Okay. How about, do you have cream samyanggai?
No, different restaurant. You call it a different restaurant.
Do you have rice?
Yeah, just
same
white rice.
We have.
Warm rice.
Yep. We don't have brown rice.
No, one.
I suggest you come down, take a look at the menu.
No, rice. We want rice. One.
Yeah, we have rice.
One rice.
Yeah.
Okay, one pape pipo.
So you can come down and order?
Yeah, one oil.
What is that?
One oil.
We don't have that.
Yeah.
No, you just take the oil that you put in the food and just put it in a cup, and that's what I want.
Hey, I'm going to come down. I'm going to pull your pants down on your underwear. Oh, man. I think he understands pants and underwear.
And then they don't have fucking General Tso's chicken?
Fuck, that's what I said. Do you have rice? Yeah, I'll have rice.
Jesus Christ.
One rice. No, we don't have. What did he say? What did he think I said? Shit. No, we don't have that.
Thank you for calling the
Willow
Garden Chinese restaurant.
Sorry,
we can't
come
to the
room. So
sorry.
Fucker.
That guy. He sounds like he's short and fat, like the fat Buddha, right? Doesn't he sound
He sounds like he looks just like the South Korean leader or whatever that fucking guy is.
Yeah. Alright, so Home Depot, I think we already
called. No, it's not. It's Office Depot.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay.
Yeah, I put it in wrong, the wrong name.
You made a presumption that it was home.
So many kinds of depots, it's hard to keep track.
Yeah. Floor depot.
Penis depot.
The Navy depot.
The
Help you?
Yes, hello. What was the name?
Tina.
Tina. Oh, okay. I thought it was Zita, like some crazy foreigner name. Okay,
so
I'm looking for, what is the price for the 3-ring binders? And then also, do you have any sales for the spiral notebooks?
What type of notebook?
Spiral notebooks with the ring, you know, that goes down, you write on the tear the pages out, you write with the pen on the paper.
Oh, okay. Let me get that for you. Hold on.
All right, hurry up.
Mail to you with free shipping for 50,000 catalogs printed and mailed across the country. Office Depot can meet your needs.
Jesus
Visit
Christ.
Now, officedepot.com/CPD, or go to a store near you and let us help your business succeed.
that's a little better.
Whether you need a pack of paper for...
I gotta get her back on the phone and complain about that shit.
For arts and crafts, presentation, invitation, certificates, or photos, Office Depot has it all. From everyday copy paper, laser to inkjet, photos, multi-purpose, even recycled paper, Office Depot has a...
Name call Depot. I'm gonna take care of business. Jason speaking. Sorry.
Hello. Jason?
Yes.
I was just speaking to someone about the three-ring binders and the spiral notebooks.
Was it a guy or a girl?
It was a woman, but the problem is that okay. Now I can barely hear because the whole music was so loud.
Sounds like
the phone's loud now? No, the hold music was so loud and annoying and obnoxious. I don't think I want to buy there. The jingle is just turned up way too loud. You're with me there?
I don't have to put it on hold.
No, I don't want to go back on hold. That's the problem. I just want to know how much the spiral notebooks are and how much the three-ring binders are.
Three-ring binders. Any particular color?
Oh, all black only.
All black. Okay.
You know how I like it.
Thanks.
Do not put me on hold.
Sounds like he has a toothpick in his mouth. Like them
sounds.
Dudes, like them dudes that have a toothpick in his mouth 24/7.
Right. Or he has four chins and he can't open his mouth all the way.
No, he just always has a toothpick because it's cool. It's a cool thing for him. I'm going to start doing that. I always have a toothpick in my mouth.
I'm gonna just always have one of those tooth flossers in my mouth, because it's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
But like the big side out, you know.
Yeah.
With a little food on it.
Yeah.
This guy is taking too long, but I don't want to be on hold.
He entered saying, thank you for calling Depot.
Yeah, I don't know what his deal is. He just got off a smoke break, you know what I mean? Hello?
Hey, 3-inch?
3-inch is good.
Okay, yeah, $13.99.
Oh, is that like a 4-pack or what?
It's one binder.
Oh, man, that's too much. What about the spiral notebooks? It's school time. I need to get a spiral notebooks. You know, like 10 of them.
Let me check the ad here.
See, because I write like really important shit down, you know, like how much the bills are and who I have to pay, and then my fucking kids come and they write all inside of the shit, you know, so I have to buy a bunch of them. The color, you know, and they say, oh, Daddy, look, it's so pretty. And I'm like, you're fucking stupid. Go away. I'm busy.
Oh, they didn't put the prices in. Okay, I got tickle on the floor.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Okay.
I don't think he was listening to me.
I think he's so high right now.
Yeah, he sounds... I just come off break. We're at the depot.
My name is, how can I help your business? How can I help your offering business?
Jesus Christ, forget the help.
That was the single most best greeting I've ever had calling a fucking business ever in my life.
This is the depot?
This is depot.
Wait, is your name depot?
It's like, what? What depot? Okay, I didn't tell them office or home. They gotta figure that out. Because I fuck up. Be like, no, you call Home Depot. Must have been. That is it. I'd say that.
I don't think this guy does a lot of walking. He is slow as shit.
Yeah.
Office Depot cannot be that big.
He probably got on the ground and got distracted with something. Oh, wow, man.
Okay.
All right, I'm looking for the wide rule.
Oh, but you just want any notebook.
Well, I want the cheap ones.
$3.50, cheap.
$3? No, that's too much, man. I need two for a dollar. You got that over there?
Two for a dollar. Okay, let me go check.
No. Is it far away? I mean, it's I don't want to.
Oh, yes,
you know.
Back to the front, but
can you call somebody else up or whatever? I mean, don't you guys have a walkie-talkie or something?
There's only me on the floor, so.
Oh, you're the only one on the floor, so the stupid woman that I answered, she's just the phone person? Is that the deal?
Yeah, she just stays in the front.
All right. Did you just come off break or something?
No, it's like I'm the only one on the floor, so I got to help everybody.
Oh, okay, that's fine. I understand that. How much marijuana did you smoke on your lunch break?
No, I didn't have a break.
No break? Okay. But definitely marijuana, right?
I didn't get a break.
Okay, well, here's the thing is that what I really want to find is somebody who I can buy marijuana from.
Yeah, you chew.
Do you know anybody?
Do you chew them? You know chew them? Chew them?
No, man.
You know what is?
You give me a finer speed and we'll talk.
Okay. What time you get off?
In a few minutes.
Oh, man. I'm at the YMCA. You know where that is?
Yeah.
My wife, she kicked me out.
Oh, no. No.
But I still got to buy these fucking school supplies. So, you know, what do I do? I'm trying to get some smoke and, you know, maybe a blowjob from a man at the YMCA.
You going to come in tomorrow? It's on sale all week. Lots of deals.
Okay. All right. Well, what about the other thing?
I'll be here. I'm working every day.
All right, then. What was your name? Depot?
Jason.
Jason at Depot.
Yeah.
All right, then, bro. Are you, what do you weigh in at? You 350?
I don't know. You got to ask the ladies. I don't know.
you know how much. You're a big motherfucker, aren't you? I can tell. I don't want to mess around. I don't want to get you upset.
Hey, I got some other customers. They call me, like, over to the... So you can come in then.
Oh, okay.
You good?
All right, I'm good, yeah. All right, we'll talk to you later, big motherfucker.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That guy's about it. He's like, yeah, whatever.
Whatever, man. You gotta ask the ladies.
Well, if you give me a finder's fee, then maybe we can talk. Seriously, though, this is Depot. Title of this show.
Depot.
This is Depot. Fuck me. This must just be sleep deprived or something. He's like, yeah, this is Depot.
Do you notice how he was like, I kept asking about the weed, and he was like, I didn't get no break.
Yeah, I didn't get no
break. Like, yeah, I smoked weed, but I didn't get it on the break.
Yeah. You got it. But he had it. I mean, only a stupid person would say, yeah, sure, come on, let's get weed and from a random
right.
call at work at your very public workplace.
Right.
I seriously hope that young man is joking. Because if not, he's stupid. Korean restaurant? All right. Shit in the toilet. All right. No shitting in the toilet.
There should be a 24-hour fitness in between there, too.
All right. That's right.
Let's see if I can buy some weed from somebody over there.
that's always good. Shower action's good.
Shower, yeah.
Sauna action. Sauna etiquette.
Thank you for calling 24 Hour Fitness. With state-of-the-art equipment, certified personal trainers, and more than 400 clubs open up to 24 hours, yeah, we're committed to helping you meet your goals on your time. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now. For new membership information, press 1. For club address and directions, press 2. For the club operating hours, press 3. For kids club hours, key, press 4. For group exercise information, press 5. For member services, press 6. To repeat these options, press star.
Oh, this isn't good. There.
Did you know you can now visit member services online to manage your membership? You can make payments, view and update your billing information, order a copy of your agreement, and much more. It's convenient, easy, and most important, secure. Go to www.24hourfitness.com.
I think the woman who did this thing, she's used to be a porn. Yeah.
Please note that our member services department is now closed.
Oh.
Please call us back toll-free.
Made us wait that whole time.
Give me the fucking front desk. The
but that
fuck.
Wasn't the front desk. Yeah, let's see. Let's check those options again.
Thank you for calling 24 Hour Fitness. With state-of-the-art equipment, certified personal training.
All right, I did zero. Fuck it.
There you go.
Fuck.
Shit. There's a ton of them out here, dude.
Big game.
Which one? It's literally three on the in like a 5 mile area.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling 24 Hour Fitness. This is Sports Sports Sound. Hello.
Hello. Why are you whispering, sir?
I don't know.
I couldn't understand. Which one is this? Which location?
This is the Kapiolani location.
Okay. Is that, what street is that on?
It's on Kapiolani Boulevard.
Oh, okay. I understand. Thank you. So what I want to find out is the shower etiquette there. I'm a member from, I see you're right next to the 678 or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm looking for, what is the shower etiquette at this location? Is it towel optional? You know, is it naked all the time? What's the deal? And also with the sauna, is it towel? You gotta have the towel on in the sauna.
For the shower, we have a bath towels available at the front desk, and then
okay.
Yeah, you could just put your contents in the locker, and then you can take a shower here if you want.
Okay. Yeah,
and
that's fine. But I wanted to shower naked. Is that, and then also sauna naked? Is that frowned upon?
No. You can actually do that.
Okay, that's fine. Because I was hoping to have a homosexual encounter while I'm in town.
Okay.
So, are you interested, or...
No.
Okay. Is this the kind of location that it supports that those activities, or...
I believe so. I think.
All right. You're not sure. I mean,
yeah.
You guys have cameras in the showers or not?
No.
Okay. Good. All right. And then, so, what time would, if I was to be having a homosexual encounter with a man, what time do you think the best time to come around would be? Like later evening time or?
I'm not sure, but our rush hour here is probably like 5 o'clock. So if you want, you can come around that time. I don't know.
Okay, because I have this app on my phone, and it tells me where I can get my have heterosexual or homosexual activities, and I just need to find a place to meet. You know, I just push in where I am, and that I want to have my asshole licked, and then I say I meet at the 24 Hour Fitness.
Oh yeah.
So. That's not going to be a problem?
I don't think so. Shouldn't be.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. I'm very excited. Because I called the YMCA and they weren't willing to facilitate my requests. Which is weird because
okay.
I thought that was, you know, what the place was all about.
I don't know, man.
Okay. What was your name again?
Royce.
Roy, so you're not sure about that? Did you have to make that up, or?
No.
Okay, all right, Royce. I'll make sure and ask for you when I'm coming in for my accommodations. Does it sound good?
Okay.
All right, thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, no problem. Bye.
Fuck, man. Wow.
Damn, that guy was fucking stupid.
God, he's... Yeah. You ever see Clerks 2?
I think I have, but I can't remember much of the dialogue.
Well, do you just remember the character, the younger kid that worked there, had the braces, he was like 19, 20 years old?
Oh, that sounded like that guy?
Yeah, he reminded me like a Hawaiian version of that. He's like, oh, he sounded like he had Asperger's or something a little.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I guess there's action there.
Now that guy just smoked weed on his break, no doubt.
No doubt, they all do. It's called chum, chuming over there.
Chum, that guy.
You gotta say it true. That's why that guy was like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Thank you for calling 24 Hour Fitness. With state-of-the-art equipment, certified personal trainer.
You gonna give him a try?
Yeah, yeah. What was that guy's name?
Royce.
Thank you. Yeah.
Hey, Royce.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, Royce, what's up? It's Beans. Are any of the guys there right now?
I don't know.
Well, you know, the usual crowd, you know, that we hang out in the shower. Look, I usually come in, I use a treadmill for 5 minutes, and I'm in the shower for about 30. You know me. The older, bigger guy.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, are any of the guys back there right now before I drive out there?
I don't think so.
Is anyone in the showers now? And yeah, how's the action tonight?
It's pretty slow at the gym right now, so I don't think there's anything going.
Okay. All right. Okay. Hey, if you guys get busy there, just give me a call.
Okay.
Right. It's me, Beans. All right, I'll see you.
All right, shoot.
All right, see you. All right, shit.
Jesus Christ, that guy's fucking stupid.
All right. Yeah, it's kind of slow. Shit.
The 24-hour fitness in Waikiki, they're like Starbucks. There's one literally in like 20 blocks away.
Wow, one in front of the other.
Yeah. Call the other one.
Did you give me a number?
Working on it.
We don't want.
Oh, we gotta call the Hilton. I gotta get some hooker turds from the Hilton.
Okay, hooker turds. You want the Hilton? Can I do the one before that though? The Grand Waikikian.
Yeah, no, that's the Hilton.
Oh, that is
Grand Waikikian.
Oh, okay, it's a big one. All right, I got you. All right, now you're making a jump. So. Milkman, you still here? Milkman?
No, he's not on the Skype anyway.
Oh, yeah, he's not. Shit, I didn't even notice. Whoops. I didn't even know he was gone. The Hilton, time for hooker turds. Hey.
Aloha, and thank you for calling the Grand Waikikian Suites by Hilton Grand Vacations. For dialing instructions in English, please press 1. For club reservations, please press 1. For non-club reservations, please press 2. For the concierge, please press 3. Please wait, your call is being transferred.
Concierge.
Got it. Hello? 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 I don't speak Japanese.
What was that?
Fuck, dude.
You're just rattling off Japanesey.
Japanesey?
See, there were some Japanese people like, oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, please wait while we transfer you to the operator.
Okay, easy, easy, easy. All right, I didn't hit one first. Sorry. fucking getting ready to send me to the National Center.
And thank you for calling the Grand Waikiki. For club reservations, please press.
Please wait. Your call is being transferred.
Say mushy mushy this time. What the fuck?
Why are we getting hung up on this?
We didn't even talk
crazy.
To them.
Laid back jazz.
What the fuck?
I'll try someone else. That's bullshit, man.
Let's get to the operator.
She straight up slammed
Aloha.
The phone.
And thank you for calling the Grand Waikiki Suite by Hilton. For club reservations, please press 1. For non-club reservations, please press 2. For the concierge, please press 3. For sales, please press 4.
No.
For marketing, please press 5.
No.
For the front desk,
yeah.
Please press 6. For the two,
please wait. Your call is being transferred.
All right, I got this. Okay, what's wrong with the concierge here?
Aloha, Hilton Grand Vacation. Fantasy Yumi speaking. How may I assist you?
Hi, what was your name again?
Hi, Yumi.
Yumi. Okay, Yumi, I was just transferred to the concierge. I got hung up on 2 times.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that. Is there anything
can you explain this action to me?
I'm not too sure because I'm not.
They were speaking in Japanese and I don't understand Japanese and it made me feel stupid.
Okay, what number did you call?
We called this number and we pressed the button for the concierge and they were speaking Japanese.
Okay, sir, I'm gonna have you speak to our resort manager. One moment.
No, I want to talk to you, Yumi. Do not transfer me. I hate hold music.
Yummy. I bet you she is yummy.
When you can trust me deep inside.
Deep, trust him deep inside. You know that means.
What the fuck is with the hold music?
He's like, I don't need to wear a condom.
You. Aloha, may I help you, sir?
Ma'am.
What? Hello? No, I am not a ma'am.
Hi, can I help you? No,
hello,
no,
this
look,
is,
may I help you,
this
sir?
Is Mr. Westwood calling. Who are you?
Mr. West, my name is John Reagan. You're Mr. Westwood?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, Mr. Westwood, what can I do for you, sir?
What happened is I called 2 times. I got transferred to the concierge, and they were speaking in Japanese, and they hung up on me. I don't understand why. It happened 2 times. And then I was speaking with Yumi,
from?
And she did not want to deal with me, and she transferred me to you, sir.
All right, how may I assist you? I'll be glad to help you.
All right, I need you to look into the lost and found for me.
Okay,
that's
what,
all, I just need the lost and found.
Oh, so you want me to transfer you to lost and found? Or
is that an actual place?
What?
Yes, that would be wonderful. Is that a?
All right,
did I? Is that an option when I push the buttons on the computer machine or not?
I have no idea what the options are.
Don't you run the ship there? Aren't you the captain?
I'm the resort manager. I don't know what you're.
You don't know what the buttons are. You don't know what the buttons do.
Are you calling from a guest room or? I don't know where you're calling from, sir.
I'm calling from my house. I'm not there anymore. I'm calling because of lost and found. I talked to three people. Two of them hang up on me. Now I speak to you, sir.
So I'm trying to assist you, sir. Okay, Mr. Weston.
Right.
I'm trying to assist you. So shall I transfer you, or shall I hear what you lost and all that, and then find it and get back to you? I'm fine either way.
Let's go with the lost and found first. If they cannot resolve my issue, I will call you back, sir. What is your name?
Okay, my name is John Reagan, R-E-A-G-A-N. I'm the resort manager in the Hilton Grand Vacation Club, Grand Waikikian.
Wow. That sounds wonderful. Ronald Reagan's brother.
Right.
I will call you back if I cannot have this resolved, sir.
My name
please
is John
transfer
Reagan,
me
right?
Now. Push buttons.
That guy's a trick.
That guy sucks cock.
Mr. Westwood?
Yes.
Okay, hold on 1 second, please.
All right.
This music is awesome.
I better Shazam it. The only one that speaks English is the resort manager.
shit.
Security, can I help you?
Hello, security, is this lost and found?
Let me transfer you.
Fool.
Jesus Christ, if I get transferred again, I'm going to scream. Hello? Fuck.
That was an Easter egg reference I just made. Oh my God.
I got to, well, we're going to talk to security.
Security, how can I help you?
Hello, security. I've been transferred to the place 2 times, and I cannot find my item. Please don't transfer me again.
Okay, which item are you
looking for? Do you hear me?
Which item? Sorry?
This is Mr. Westwood calling. I've already spoken with Mr. Reagan, and he will have anyone's job if I have any problems again. Do you understand?
Sir, there's no need to be rude. I'm just helping you try and find your item.
I need lost and found, but no one is answering. I've been transferred and hung up on 3 times. I spoke with Yumi, Yummy, whatever her name is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you look in the lost and found for me, or are you just in a little, like, box somewhere in the basement?
No, I can look in the lost and found log. That's why I was asking about the item.
Oh, okay, so everything that gets lost gets written down, is that right?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, okay, well, I'm not certain that if they found this item that they would put it in the lost and found. So, is the log online? Can I look at the log, or?
No, only we can see it.
And is it written, or is it on a computer? You can pull it up at your station, or do you have to, like, put me on hold again?
No, I have it up in front of me right now.
Oh, okay, this is great. Okay, so what it is that I visit the hotel with a woman who was not my wife. Do you understand what I'm saying there?
Yeah.
And then I have her defecate into a plastic bag, and then I save the hooker turds, and I bring them home with me.
Oh, okay.
But I left mine the last time I was there. So is that in the log? Sometimes it gets thrown away.
Let me take a look here, see what I got.
It would just be probably bag of shit.
Well, it could be under excrement, too. Let me take a look into that. And which room are you in?
It was like, I don't know, I arranged it with the prostitute.
Oh, but you don't remember which room you guys came to?
No,
a
I
lot
was
of these are logged
drugs.
Under, like, what room it was found in.
I mean, it's probably the only hooker turds with ejaculate that got lost, but I'm sure it just got thrown away.
Okay, with that as well, okay. Well, let me try searching with that, too. And you spoke to John Reagan earlier today, or maybe about a few minutes ago?
I spoke with him about trying to get transferred to Lost and Found. I did not want to bother him with my issue. I just wanted to get this figured out. The only reason I spoke with him is because I got hung up on 2 times. They just kept transferring me.
Yeah. Well, I can see them hanging up on you. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to hang up the phone now, and you're not going to call back again. And if you do, I'm going to call the police for harassment. Okay? Have a good day.
What are the police going to do? Are they going
to...
You're a fake police.
What a little fuck.
I wasn't even making prank callings when they hung up on me, stupid man.
Here's what I'm going to do. Call back for John Reagan.
Call back for security. I want to talk to that guy.
This is AT&T Security.
Thank you for calling the Grand Waikiki Inn Suites by Hilton Grand Vacation.
What was the option?
For dining instructions in English.
Oh, no, get me Yumi again, front desk and then security.
To speak to an operator at... For club reservations, please press 1.
I just forget the option.
For non-club reservations, please press 2.
I think it was 6.
For the concierge, please press 3. For sales, please press 4. For marketing, please press 5. For the front desk, please press 6.
Yeah,
for the tours and activities desk, please wait. Your call is being transferred.
I was going to see if they had security on.
Aloha, Hilton Grand Vacation. Front desk, how may I assist you?
Hello, is this Yumi? Yummy?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Can you transfer me to security, please?
Sure, one moment.
Thank you. Hurry the fuck up.
Flash your phone, please hold.
Fuck.
I think they're calling the cops.
You can hang up.
Lost and found, please hold. The actual department.
It's $500 a night to stay at this hotel. It's like 7 o'clock over there. Why is the resort manager there on a Sunday?
Thank you. How can I help you?
Hello. Who is this?
Hello? I'm sorry?
Is this Lost and Found?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Thank God. I've been trying to reach you for a few moments. You must have been on the phone or eating a sandwich or something.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I asked if you could hold, so I guess you didn't
okay.
hear me.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're stuffing your fat face. I'm looking for something.
Well, my, we seem to have lost the connection there rather abruptly. Well, their phone seems to be working better.
Welcome, and thank you for calling the Grand Waikiki and Suites by Hilton Grand Vacation. For club reservations, please wait. Your call is being transferred.
He had a donut right after he hung up on you.
Fuck it, I'm gonna fucking die. Look,
fuck it. Oops, sorry.
Aloha, Hiltonga and Vacations Club. This is Toshi speaking. How may I assist you?
Sushi Shashi.
Yes, Watashi wa Aaron Des Yoroshiku Onegashimasu.
Ah, thank you so much for calling, sir.
Uh-huh.
How may I assist you?
Oh, I need Lost and Found, please.
Lost and Found, would you please hold?
Yeah. That's the only time I remember from Japanese class.
Lost and Found?
Oh, yes, hello. Is this the fat fucking Lost and Found?
Hey, we can do this all night, boss.
Alright, let's call random Puerto Rican phone number. Yay!
Aloha, and thank you for the Grand Waikiki.
Oh, whoops.
Wait, I put another 24-hour fitness in the Skype chat. It's one, like, right down the street from the other one.
Right, give me a second. Yes, sir. That's next. Next priority.
Pero la persona a la que llamó tiene un buzón que...
Pendejo. All right, let's try one. I'm sorry. I just want to do a random Puerto Rican number. Let's try another one. Da, da, da,
that's
da,
fine.
Da.
I hear if you speak up really loud and enunciate, they can understand English.
Yeah, the louder you speak.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Hi, how are you? Hola.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Estoy llamando de la Constitución. Yes. Mi nombre es Aculo. 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 Aculo.
Why are you talking about your asshole?
Aculo. She left the phone off, though. I think I'm going to try to do Puerto Rican wake-up calls later.
I think that's awesome.
I'm just going to say dumb shit to them, see what they leave. They're like, oh, fuck them. They get mad. All right, but before that, we have 24-hour fitness machines. Milkman, what's the area code in the Virgin Islands? Milkman.
Milkman's being raped by a taxi.
340.
000. Gotcha. It's 000.
Thank you for calling 24 Hour Fitness. With state-of-the-art equipment, certified personal trainers, and more than 400 clubs open up to 24 hours, we're committed to helping you meet your goals on...
Was it three? Shit.
For your workout convenience, we're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
No, it was a zero. It was a zero.
24 Hour Fitness Waikiki Super Sport. This is Mark.
Yes, hello, Mark. My name is Mr. Westwood, and I'm calling about, I'd like to visit your facility, but I was wondering about the shower and the sauna etiquette, whether it's towel optional or...
We actually don't have a sauna at this location.
But there's a shower, yes?
Yes, yeah, we do have showers.
Oh, okay, yeah, because I was, so there is a sauna at the Kapiolani Boulevard location, is that correct?
No, they don't have that one anymore. A couple years ago after the renovation, they removed it. It was just a small sauna that they wanted to add in locker space for.
I understand. Okay, that's fine. Oh, well, I was speaking to a gentleman over there about the showering accommodations.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was looking to make a homosexual encounter inside of the shower or the sauna. I'm visiting from out of town. And I just wanted to make sure that there was towel optional.
Is this a prank or?
No, sir. I have an app on my phone. It tells where I am, and then it tells where somebody else who wants to have an encounter with me would like to meet.
And
the YMCA is closed, so I need to come here.
Okay. You might be asked to leave after that, and I don't know if you have membership.
I'm a member. It's nationwide, right? If I'm a member in Seattle, I'm a member in Hawaii, right?
Yeah, as long as you have access to the right facility, you have a Super Sport membership.
I believe so. I pay a lot of money for it. I don't know. Well, my wife actually handles most of it, but she's not with me on this trip, which is why I'm trying to get my asshole licked.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe you should call over there then, just to find out.
Okay, well, do you know of another place that would, besides, because the hotels are really expensive down here.
I have my appointment here. Yeah, I'm not sure. Sorry about that. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for checking.
What a nice guy. What a nice guy.
Get your asshole licked.
I need to get my asshole
That was sweet. Just let her ride in there, man.
Here's another random Puerto Rican phone. I think I misdialed it. Sorry to make us wait that long. Are there any Planet Fitnesses out there in Hawaii?
I'll look for other fitness. There's a, what did I just put in there?
Oh, look up 24 Hour Fitnesses. They're all over here in California, open all night. It's called 24 Hour Fitness.
That's what we're calling, buddy.
Real popular.
Yeah, we're calling. Really?
Where are they? Are they open all night?
Yeah.
Like 24
all
hours.
Of them are. Most of them are.
Like every, like they don't close?
Yeah, they don't close.
Oh, okay. Like they're 24 hours, like they say, the name, right?
All right, 24 Hour Fitness is open about like 8 hours a day.
Okay.
They just use that name so that people will button up.
It's like up to...
It's supposedly open 24 hours. I don't get it. $83 a month if you want to start up. Trust me, man, a lot of yucky stuff go up in there.
It's up to 24 hours.
You
never
okay.
get, you never
all
get
right, well, I knew it was at least, I knew it was 8 hours last time I checked. 8 hour business, may help.
Hi, thank you for calling the Royal Hawaiian Luxury Collection Resort. This is Yokohama. May I assist you?
Hello? The Royal Hawaiian Hotel?
Yes, it is.
Oh, is this the front desk or is this concierge?
This is operator. How may I assist you?
Oh, okay, operator. Is there, are you lost and found also? Are you in the hotel or are you in, like, someplace else?
We're in the hotel. Would you like to speak to lost and found?
Do they speak American?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Yes, I would like to speak to them.
Okay, thank you.
Pedal soft duvet. Ask how you can get your...
Yeah, I'm in the kinky side of town, man. This is where all the pro girls are, man. You gotta see some of this shit, dude.
Hello, security. It's Bryson.
Hello, sir. I am looking for Lost and Found.
Yes, this is Lost and Found.
Oh, okay, but you said security. Is it the same place?
Yeah, Lost and Found, yes.
Okay, I understand. Do you have a log that shows the things that are missing, or does it just get in a box and then you guys take it home after like a month or something?
We have both.
Oh, you have both? Okay, good. Yeah, so... I'm never going to get my cell phone back, that's for sure. But what I'm actually looking for is I stayed there about 4 nights ago with a woman who was not my wife. Do you understand what I mean when I say that?
Okay.
Okay, like a lady of the night.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have sex with her. So what I do is I just have her... Well, what I lost was an item that was left over from that night. So,
okay.
You know, I don't know. She arranged the hotel. I don't know what room it was. I just paid her the money.
So it was her room?
I think so. Is there like a couple that just work right out of there or what?
Do you remember what room it was?
I think it was on the, you know, it wasn't very high up. It was, you know, maybe the third floor.
At the Sheraton?
Yeah. Or maybe the second. I can't remember. I was, so I just come, you know, I leave my family and stuff behind. I come out there to really party, so.
Okay.
So I was on a lot of drugs. So what it is that I have her defecate into a plastic bag. It's a hooker turd.
Okay.
And then I then finish on the turd. And that's, I forgot, I usually take them with me as souvenirs, but I forgot it this time.
Okay, so you forgot her shit.
Yeah. It's in a bag, though. It's all sealed up.
Okay, I don't think we have that here.
Do you think they would probably throw that away, the housekeeper or whatever?
Yeah, most likely they will throw that away.
Okay, but my cell phone, they probably stole that, right?
Okay, cell phone. So you're saying she stole your cell phone?
No. I left my cell phone and the hooker turds at the... It was just a flip phone, though. It was like a, you know, because I get... When I land on the plane, I go to the thing, I get a cell phone that they can't track, a burner phone, you know, but I still had some minutes left on it, so I just...
Okay.
Is there like a, you know, like a track phone or anything there? It's silver, it's a flip phone. Track phone.
How many nights ago you stayed?
Maybe like what day? It was like last weekend.
Last weekend. Friday, yeah, Saturday.
Something like that, I don't know.
Okay, you need to be really specific because we have a lot of phones here.
Oh, okay. It's silver and it's a flip phone. It says track phone.
Track phone, and you don't really remember what day it was, right?
Yeah, maybe Sunday, maybe Monday, I don't know.
Okay. Well, let me figure out the date on that last weekend. What was the date?
Today's the 24th, so 7 days. 17th, maybe?
17th.
But I really just want the hooker turds back. But that's not in there, right? You're not seeing that?
No. Housekeeping most likely will throw that away.
Okay. Well, because, I don't have sex with the women, with the prostitutes, because that's gross.
Okay. What was the name of the phone, the brand name?
I don't know. Track phone, you know. But it's like TRAC. I don't know what brand it was. It's just the $10 phone. But I got a lot of minutes. You don't see it there?
Okay, we're not in the tunnel tonight.
Hold on, sir.
Okay, fuck.
Mahalo for your patience.
Mahalo.
Someone will be with you shortly.
Oh, yeah, hold? Jesus Christ.
Sheraton Waikiki's hottest beachfront destination.
You hear him say shit.
The largest selection of rum, tapas-style dining, and outdoor seating. Open for lunch and dinner.
Come on.
Can't experience the incredible awe of a Sheraton Sweet Sleeper bed anywhere else in the world, except maybe your bedroom, because now you can
hang
try
up
your
on this motherfucker
sleeper
okay.
bed, the support of a firm mattress,
because well, I mean, you know,
I don't
have sex with the women,
the
with the prostitutes,
even the petal soft duvet. Ask us how you can get your own sweet
having
sleeper
sex with
bed
the prostitute
today.
Is gross, apparently.
Yeah,
according to you. Hang on, I'm going to give it a little bit longer and see. All right, fuck it. Random Puerto Rican phone number. All right, nothing. We'll try again later. All right. Next up, have you,
What, did I put anything else in there? I was talking on the phone. That was the...
We've got Gypsy.
Oh, shit. Oh, no, okay, what was that? Cheesecake Factory?
Oh, that's right. I skipped it. Correct. I got it.
Oh, we got a fucking, there's the airport, too.
Dude, I went a whole hour with one answer, I think. I just kept calling and calling and calling. Oh, God. It was miserable.
I know, I've had nights like that.
You saved the night, because I was about to quit. I'm throwing
just
it
worked
on you.
Out.
I'm sorry for
I
throwing
was
it on you.
Sitting on the couch.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't go on last night, right?
Aloha and good evening. Oh. Thank you for calling the Cheesecake Factory of Honolulu. This is Duran speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, hello. I'm looking for, I want to pick up a whole cheesecake to go.
Sure. May I place you on a short hold, please?
Yeah, hurry up.
Super feminine.
Yeah. Got a big kahuna pizza? Big kahuna burger.
You ever heard of big kahuna burger?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I try. Come and come again.
try again?
Yeah, I didn't even remember who this was. Is this the Cheesecake Factory? Fuck.
Yeah, Cheesecake Factory. I lost. I forgot too. I zoned out.
Aloha, and thank you for calling the Cheesecake Factory of Honolulu. This is Duran speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, hello. I was speaking to an effeminate man about ordering a cheesecake.
Excuse me?
I was speaking to an effeminate man about ordering a cheesecake, but
sorry,
I got put on hold for way too long.
Whoa.
Excuse me?
I don't think it's going to be short.
Excuse me, Eddie. I said I was thirsty. I didn't want a drink of water.
Hi, thanks for holding. This is Brian. May I help you?
Oh, yes. Hello, Brian. I was, the lady transferred me to get, I want to pick up a cheesecake.
Okay, what would you like?
I want the one with the chocolate and shit, on the outside.
Chocolate and shit. We don't have any cheesecakes with shit on them, sir.
Well, okay, it's like the cocoa powder, you know, it's kind of covered in white chocolate, and it's got the shit, you know, the stuff, excuse me, on the outside.
I got 30 different types of cheesecakes. Let me, let me take a look. You want a whole 10-inch cheesecake?
Yeah, 10 inches sounds good. Black. Black on the outside.
Is this like a prank call? Because right now I feel like you're not being sincere. I'm about ready to hang up on you.
You're the one who's talking about shit on a cheesecake.
Hey, listen to this real close.
Oh.
Well, he made me fucking laugh.
Wow, see if we get him back. He took that
person.
Ooh, tough guy. Listen here, real close.
Hey, boy. How you doing?
Good.
Was there any problem with Mr. Brentwood? You upset Mr. Brentwood over here? He walked out very upset right now. And I'm
fantastic.
What's the problem? Why did you talk to him like that?
No. The gentleman was swearing at me. He wanted a cheesecake with some kind of chocolate shit on it. I'm like, sir, I'm sorry. I don't know what cheesecake you want. And then he was rude to me.
So
I'm not sure if you're his friend, if you're part of this prank call.
No.
But
I'm his handler. He's from Seattle. He talks with like this urban kind of thing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, that's not acceptable in my line of business, so
yeah,
I considered it a prank call, and I hung up on him.
Well, okay, but do you have the one with the chocolate and the different things on it?
I don't know what he's talking about. I have 30 different types of cheesecake.
It's the machine,
that's what I'm trying to tell the
guy. Machine cheesecake spaces.
What?
Chocolate machine.
I have chocolate mousse. I have chocolate tuxedo. There's cookie dough. There's Hershey's. There's Kahlua cocoa.
Yeah,
they all have chocolate. Oreo
cheesecake,
dream extreme.
Cheesecake, chocolate, cappuccino, like little cappuccino flakes.
The Kahlua cocoa.
Some pickled dates go around it a little bit, you know.
Nope, nothing with dates. I have nothing with dates on my menu.
Yeah.
Maybe he wants to come in and take a look at it.
Huh?
I'm sorry?
With the beans? Do you have the one with the chocolate beans?
I would think that would be Kahlua cocoa, maybe.
Yeah, it's got the chocolate.
I don't have chocolate.
The chocolate and shit.
Again, with the language, please.
That's what we call it. We're in West Virginia. That's what we call it.
Well, we're not in West Virginia.
Yeah,
we're
we're not from Hawaii either. You need to cooperate, okay? This is how
they
we talk.
They did not swear at me.
Well, it's not swearing.
Then I'm done talking to you, too, then.
Motherfucker,
goodbye.
Motherfucker.
They got one with the fucking pineapple. Can you believe
me? I knew that bitch wouldn't put Cheetos on it.
What the fuck? He works at the Cheesecake Factory. He said, I don't deal with that kind of language in my line of work. What the fuck is he talking about?
He's like, I think he said chocolate and shit. Chocolate and shit.
Oh,
wow.
Fuck.
Oof. Milkman, you ever deal with people like that in San Francisco? They talk like that.
Yeah, all these hoity-toity stuff.
Do you tell, when you hear them say, talk like that, do you say, oh, sorry, off-duty, and you drive away?
No, I'm usually pretty clever about how I do it with the people. They never know, you know.
Are you
what's
driving
really
now?
Going on. They always get some image.
Are you
driving? The real
you,
deal.
Listen, are you driving now?
Yeah.
Are you on? You're on the job.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick up somebody in about one block and a half here in Japantown.
Do you know?
Her name's Rata.
Do you know who they are already?
No, I just know her name's Rata.
All right.
She's in Japantown, and she's got a very low rating.
Will you just mess with her? Will you stop the car when she opens the door, go a little bit? Will you do it and let us hear what she says?
You pull up a little bit?
Yeah, like just keep doing it. And be like, so hang on.
No, dude, I can't do that because they could get hurt, dude. It's dark here, man. I don't want to run over somebody, man.
Let's just say it accidentally hooked
their coat on it, right?
Tell you what.
And I'm dragging the motherfucker down there and broke her ankle.
Listen. All right, instead of that, without her opening the door, like when you get to where she is, like just do the really slow stop and brake, like obnoxiously slow. Will you do
that? I'm doing it right now. And I don't see her anywhere.
Do the obnoxiously slow brake.
Did you just get...
Right,
just
yeah. I'm just drifting. I'm drifting about like maybe a half mile an hour here. Just rolling away.
And then, the next thing you got to do is that when she tells you where to go... When she tells you where to go, you got to wait like two minutes. Until she's like, excuse me, excuse me.
Just let
the meter run.
Hang on, listen.
Hi. Oh, okay. Hold on here, okay.
He did it.
Hi. Oh, I didn't see you there. Hi.
You're going? 900 Hope Street.
1900?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Grady's gone. All right. Well, you've been shopping tonight, huh?
Barbecue.
Oh, man.
And motherfucker.
That sounds good.
She can't hear us. Milkman, can they hear us? No.
Mm-hmm.
He mutes us. Mm-hmm.
How can you do that? You can't mute the hearing.
Now we can't mute him. Milkman, turn it off.
Okay.
Oh, God.
No, I think he did it.
All right. Yeah, he said okay. All right, good. Milkman will be back with us later. Here's a gypsy, which has been confirmed. Our first gypsy prank call attempt ever. I've been wanting to get hold of gypsies, but they're very hard to track down. Nunu has accomplished this using funds from the PCN Patreon, which we now have. PCN Patreon. Patreon.com. Search PCN, Prank Call Nation Machine.
4474710708 1. Time to take your call right now.
All right. Thanks, Nunu.
Thanks, Nuna, for a good number. Here's a different one. Female gypsy.
The gypos?
Yeah, the Irish travelers, yeah. With the caravans. And the stealing. And the nice car.
I can do Sunday nights a lot, actually.
Hey, usually. You should do more Sunday nights. You can move
to Sunday. It's hard to do by yourself. It's hard to do a show by yourself with the numbers.
It is. Well, yeah. I just got home yesterday, so.
Are you using Oh, yeah, you got your stomach staple, huh? Good, good.
My stomach staple? I got my ankle all mended. So.
So you're using Google Voice, huh?
Yeah, Goonies. Yeah. You like?
How's it?
You like it? You like
it? Sounds. Yeah, the sound quality's good. I don't. It's. Can you turn off all those dinging and shit though?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Oh yeah, yeah. I could turn those off. I like them. I think it's kind of cool. For now.
Yeah, some of them are cool. Yeah, I mean, I like that way you know when they're hanging up. Sometimes,
yeah.
You know.
I like, since I'm not doing that through Skype, which is where you're on. At least that's a way for you to hear that it's over. You know.
Oh, right. Yeah,
once you
exactly.
Hear that, we know for a fact they've hung up. The line is dead. Yeah.
Skype is problematic also.
Skype is problematic, but it's what I use for, you know, connecting everyone else on the conference.
Oh, yeah. So how are you piping the Skype in with the music and with the Google Voice? How are you merging the sound together?
I just run Skype on my laptop and I pipe that into the other computer.
Oh, yeah, that's your computer thing.
Into my mixer, I'm sorry, I pipe it into my mixer. All it does is run Skype.
Right.
Yep. So,
well, yeah, Skype doesn't like to share.
No, it doesn't, so I have to keep it isolated on the laptop. But you know, once I figured that part out of the equation, it's actually been working pretty well. Yeah.
No, that's not... I got a new laptop now. My old one, it's fine for just, like, doing one thing, but... I'm not running a show anyway.
You're having trouble with the laptop, Ryan. Didn't you fry one? I think
I did. I fried that one like right after Christmas or something like that. But then I revived it, but it works, but barely.
Okay.
It's good enough to like play music on and stuff.
That's it. Yeah.
So then, are you still doing? Are you still using? Shoutcast or not at all?
Yeah, I'm still doing Shoutcast. Yeah, actually, you might be interested because Ken is using... He's on a computer that barely runs a lot either. I think it has... It's a very slow computer, okay?
Right, it's a shit.
Yeah, Sloth set up a virtual machine you can connect to the broadcast on Mixler and on Shoutcast with. Get with Sloth. Sloth can hook you up, actually. As a matter of fact, that'd be your best option. Can you get with him?
Yeah.
Can you get in the chat? If you do it, well, he's probably sleeping by now, but I'll make sure you two get together.
Yeah, I think I'm friends with him on Skype as well, so... Yeah.
Or Ken can give you the info. Tell Ken to tell you if you're on Skype, if you see Dwight, you know, so you can...
Yeah.
Tell him to give you the info to connect to it. It's basically a website you go to, and from there you can... I think you just have to call it, and I don't know. It's a long story. I don't want to get...
Oh, yeah, no, I'm messaging the Sloths on the Skypes right now.
I'll hook you up. Okay. All right, I'm going to disconnect then.
Okay.
I'll let Milkman do his thing. See you, Aaron. Bye. Thanks for joining.
Okay. Yes, good.
Good. Yes, good. Right. Milkman. Oh, Milkman's with a customer. Oh, shit. Milkman has to mute us. Oh, man. If I Skype him now, he's not going to pick up. Oh, man. All right, I got to go. Sorry, Milkman. Milkman says goodbye.